Hello again. Welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photoblog to be found on the web at las.new-england.net.au. Today's photographs are entitled Summer and Heat. Today is Tuesday, November the 30th. The last day of spring here in Australia. So as the temperatures have suddenly raced up in the last few days, my thoughts turned to the coming season, summer, and the heat that it'll bring. Today's temperature range here in Armidale was 15 to 35. Actually, that's just outside Armidale. Armidale itself was a few degrees cooler. 15 to 35 Celsius translates to 59 to 95 Fahrenheit. And as I speak later in the evening, it's still very warm here. It's just under 80 Fahrenheit, about 27, 26 Celsius. If we're lucky, it'll cool down a bit during the night and we can sleep restfully. So today, with the thought of summer and heat as my theme, I had a stroll around at lunchtime trying to find some photographs to illustrate those words. It's very difficult, I decided, because most people, when they think of summer and heat, think of the beach, the water, lazing on the sand, not paying enough attention to caring for the skin, or perhaps the desert. It's a strange thing to think of. I think of the desert, though, in the centre of Australia. The Simpson Desert, the 53 degree Celsius heats. What would that be? 120 odd Fahrenheit. The real scorching temperatures. Very dry heat, obviously. Virtually no humidity. It's been burned off. So I came up with the following photographs to illustrate summer as it applies here inland in a small country town. The photographs were taken around the University of New England today. Term has just finished. The end of the academic year has concluded. And therefore campus is pretty much deserted already. I did find one person walking towards the library building. The library is the white building on the left of the photograph. The person is clad in summer gear, t-shirt and shorts. And this person was the only person to be seen in that courtyard. The next photograph is of an empty notice board, a no-notice board. This caught my attention, the cleared notice boards against the bland painted white brick wall. The notice board unusually merges into the bricks. Normally, these notice boards are adorned with all sorts of junk. Notices for this, that, and the other. But end of the year, they've been cleaned up. It's a sign of the times, a sign that the end of the year is nigh. Third photograph. Thoughts turn to the beach. And as I had been thinking of the beach as a summer icon, this advertisement caught my eye. So if I couldn't be at the beach to photograph it, to illustrate my theme, this, I thought, was the next best thing. A shop window with this advert and a surfer about to take a dive into the water. And below the surfer, somebody lying on the beach, perhaps enjoying the sun. I'm not a great fan of the sun myself. I'm aware that too much will damage the skin irreparably. Too many people suffer from skin cancer in Australia. The next two photographs were a bit of an experiment that failed, but I published them anyway, so that I at least may learn. I had in my mind's eye, in the foreground, some summer flowers that were in focus and gradually receding into the background would be other flowers and shrubs. But unfortunately, my idea of a slowly reducing focus flopped because the depth of focus is too narrow and everything is out of focus, not a great distance behind the flowers in the foreground. That applies to the second of the two summer flower shots. The flower in the immediate foreground is all fine and in focus, but instead of gradually disappearing out of focus, the other flowers are completely out of focus. That'll teach me to review my shots more carefully rather than just trust to what I thought I had set the camera to be doing. And the final shot for today, with summer and heat and burning in mind. Today's sunset, albeit a bit of an overly used cliche, illustrates the color to me, anyway, of burning brown in the sun. The cloud pattern above the sun is actually quite pretty, quite pleasing, but the main purpose of this shot is to illustrate burning. I also had in mind that if you had a plastic sheet and applied a point source of heat, this is how it may look. The point at which the source of heat is being applied to the plastic would go white, being the hottest, and the surrounding areas would smolder more slowly, being brown. Well, that's my half a dozen photographs for the day, Tuesday, November the 30th, the last day of spring here in Australia. I'm Gordon Smith. This has been Look and See. If you'd like to send me an email, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for stopping by. Until we meet again, bye for now.